Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, welcome back, 087032 32 32 32 on the WhatsApp. We'll pass this message on, but Joe in Clontarf says, what a joy to know Marie Jordan's on the show this morning. We worked together in the MCS division of Craig Gardner in Ballsbridge, late 70s into the early 80s. So a big hello. We'll send that on, Joe. That was a consultancy service, kind of an accountancy firm, we think, from that era. Now, to our visiting critic, of course, it's Friday and we always get someone out of their comfort zone. This week it's Keith Barry, Brain Hacker. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm very well. How are you?
It was so hard to find something for you that you've done.
All right.
But we found the thing.
We did.
That you have something you actually are quite scared of doing.
Yeah, I think I got this fear from my dad. So obviously I hack people's brains to get them over fears and phobias and all the rest. And I'm actually quite good at hacking my own brain to,
yep,
to get in.
But we learned the last time you were here about insomnia and all the tricks and so on.
Yeah, but the one skill, I suppose, if you want to call it a skill, that I could never wrap my head around was diving. Like diving into a swimming pool or diving into the sea. And it probably was a fear of some kind. It was a mental block. Think of it like that. Mm-hmm. I just could never dive into a swimming pool. But I love being in the sea and on the sea and around the sea all year round.
In deep water, you're comfortable swimming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I'd swim, I'd jump off. But, you know, when you're with friends and, you know, they're jumping off, well, you're jumping off a rock into the sea, but they're diving off the rock. It was really embarrassing for me to not tell anyone. So I would jump off rather than
you're going arse first into the water, is that?
Arse first, yes.
That's pretty brave
well,
anyway.
Feet first, not arse first. But yeah, so like ultimately, it was something that was really bothering me for a long time. Like I just, you know, my kids, you know, on holidays, they'd be diving into the swimming pool and I would jump in and then they'd take the mick out of me because they knew I couldn't do it. And
would they challenge you to do it? On
yeah, oh yeah, they would challenge me to do it, but I could never do it. I couldn't wrap my head around it at all.
So what would happen when you tried to kind of go head first?
If I tried to dive, every single time it was a bad belly flop. Like every time. And then of course everybody around you is looking at you and then look, some people might recognise me if I'm on holidays or whatever, and then it gets extra embarrassing.
Oh no.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Do you do those ones where like there's a horrible slap?
Yeah, completely, because I hesitate. So like I go to dive thinking, okay, this, and everybody's told me the technique, everybody kind of, you know, everybody explains it their own way and like, sure, it's just fine, you just fall in head first and yada, yada, yada. And every time I would do it, I would kind of hesitate. And then that would amount to like half the swimming pool being ejected with water from my big fat belly slapping off the water.
Is it very sore to belly flop? I've never actually reported.
Depends what height you go off. But yes, okay. I belly flopped in the National Aquatic Centre. I know we're going to talk about that, but I did belly flop there a couple of times and it was quite sore, yeah.
This is all surprising because, again, you grew up by the sea, did you, in Waterford?
Yeah, just a couple of miles from Dunmore East, but I'd be in Dunmore East every day during the summer. So again, everybody would be, like we used to swim, there would be lots of boats docked in Dunmore East. When I was like 14, 15, 16, we'd swim out to the boats, which we didn't own. And sometimes, you know, we might take them for a little spin, right? Yeah. Unbeknownst to the owners, right? But when we come back in, all of my friends, and I'm still great friends with them all down there, they would all be diving off these boats that we'd borrowed at the time, taking a loan of. And I, again, would just be jumping in, right? No, I don't think a lot of times people wouldn't notice, but then when they did notice, it got embarrassing. But look, it was more for me, I suppose.
Is that the key now? Because you were a child, you were being humiliated.
I think, yeah, but I definitely think I got it from my dad. My dad could never dive, right? So I remember, I didn't know this for years and I just said, oh, Dad, the one thing I can't do in life is I can't dive. I know it sounds ridiculous. And he was like, well, guess what? Neither can I. And I never noticed that he'd never dived around me. So I think I got it from him, and then probably, yeah, the more embarrassing I got, the less I even tried to do it, you know?
So people are going to be very happy. Finally, Barry has a mental block on something. So we sent you off to your new friends at Swim Ireland. This is a National Aquatic Centre near Blanchardstown.
Yeah.
They do public diving sessions, which I didn't know about.
Yeah, I didn't know either. So they do public diving sessions, and do you know what? They were great out there. So Tom Fannin, who's our Olympic swimmer, he brought me through the whole process along with the coach Steve out there. And do you know what? They just started with the basics, just lying down on my belly, sliding into the pool.
Is that how they started off?
Yeah, like literally lying down on a mat right at the edge of the pool and just kind of sliding in off a mat.
Now, it's a diving pool, so it's a very deep pool. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's like, I think it goes up to something like 5 metres in total. Right. But Steve tells me once a pool is about 2.5 metres, you're pretty safe to dive into it. So
slide off on your belly.
Slide off on your belly, head first into the water and then onto your knees. So just slowly progressing up.
Makes sense.
And then, of course, the mental block hit with me. And, you know, but then I suppose, do you know what? The lads were so brilliant. They make make you feel really comfortable, really relaxed. And I suppose they were doing to me what I do to other people sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
Hacking their brains to get them all, over all kinds of stuff. And ultimately, yeah, over the course of an hour, just progressed and progressed and then got up into the diver's blocks. You know, the ones that they, like Tom would be on those before he dives in.
How quickly do you progress to...
So about an hour later, I was up on those.
Really?
And I thought they were messing. I thought they were joking with me because I'd never...
Because you probably had achieved what you thought. Did you get up to a standing position and do a...
Yeah, so standing and kind of knees bent and then diving in from the edge of the swimming pool. But all of a sudden, they stood me up in the blocks, which it doesn't seem like an extra great height. But
yeah,
when you...
It's the one we see in the Olympics, you see on the
but
block.
But when you've never dived before and they send you up in these blocks, and I turned to Steve and I was like... Are you messing here? And he was like, no, just dive now. Just do what you did a few minutes ago. But you're up an extra couple of feet off the water. Like, do you know what I mean?
I'm watching a video here.
Oh, yeah.
This is just on the tiles. And I can see the mat next to you. You're diving in for the first time. Just this is head first. Hands behind your back.
Hands behind your back
to
start with.
That's quite daunting.
Yeah,
quite
which daunting. I found weirder that they got me to do that. But it worked
squatting
great.
Position, head down, bent down. In you go. You're kind of collapsing. Might be kind of knee first. There was it?
I think there's a belly flop there. I think I sent you a belly flop just so you could see.
Do you graduate
that.
Straight from there to standing on this block, which we've looked up, apparently is 2.5 feet.
There you go.
High.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's quite a lot when you've never dived before.
Yeah.
So what happened was after that belly flop, they made sure like that I did like 10 good dives in a row just from the edge of the swimming pool.
Okay.
And then he just got me up on the block and went, just do it. And I did. And it was, I have to tell you, it's a very empowering experience. And I talk about fears a lot with people. You know, people might think, for example, I helped somebody get over their fear of snakes a couple of years ago on my RTE show, which was the Keith Barry Experience. And you might think, fear of snakes, what does that matter? But actually, that lady was fearful of going into restaurants in case she saw like a photograph of a snake or maybe a painting of a snake.
Right.
You know, everybody's fears are different. So even for me, to just get over that was very empowering. Like, I'm really excited at the fact that I got over it. And I suppose now for me, it's probably actually genuine. I'd probably go out to some of their public diving lessons.
Really?
Yeah.
This is for your first effort on the block.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, you're going straight in.
Yeah, I've just put that up on my Instagram page.
Instagram.
So it'll be up by the end of our little interview here today.
Fairly. That's very, very. And after an hour only.
Only an hour, yeah. So they were amazing. Just, you know, once you make a little progression, then they progress on further and further. And I suppose.
Did you have a slip up on the way to that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was up on the blocks. You know, I think it might have been the first, maybe second time I tried to dive off the blocks. And I just went down at the position, put my hands over my head and went to dive and completely bottled it. But the problem there was I was kind of halfway into diving and halfway of jumping off onto the platform. So just back onto concrete. So I could have done myself a little injury there, but I didn't. And again,
the little embarrassment there. Mean that drove you on to do
well. Do you know what? They took me back a step, so they put me back on the edge of the pool. Did that a couple of times again, and then back up on the blocks.
Clever.
So they do it in a very safe way, obviously out there. But you know what? For anybody out there who maybe like me who's never dived before, it is the way forward. Just get out there, meet the lads, and they were brilliant. You know,
The public diving sessions are open to anyone age 6 and over.
There you go.
Believe it or not. Once you're comfortable, I think swimming in 25 metres in deep water.
I think kids, though, probably don't have those fears. Really. I think it's more an adult thing. I know loads of adults who can't swim, let alone dive. So even for swimming lessons, I think it'd be amazing. Just
it's amazing.
There,
like, and I think it's only €15 a session, Wednesdays and Thursdays at 10 to 7 to 10 to 8. You do a once-off booking in the National Aquatic Centre. I didn't know. That's what's good about this slot. We always learn these
things.
There
you go, learn new things.
And this was a fear and you want to go back and improve your diving.
Well, look, I think the problem with something like this is you do it once. It's fine, but it is, I suppose, an acquired skill, diving. So I want to ingrain it into my subconscious so that my fear doesn't come back. Do you know what I mean? So I think if you leave it for a prolonged length of time before you try it again, I'll have forgotten everything, even though I've got the videos and whatnot. So I think I need to get out and nail it in properly just to ingrain it in subconsciously.
Have you got it now as a goal? You want to go back down to the places you wouldn't dive it? That's...
Yeah, for sure. So like, my goal would be, my main goal is to go down to Guillemines in Tremor, right? So I'm from Waterford, as you mentioned, and I'm always down the Guillemines swimming, which is a swimming spot down there. And they've got like a diving platform, and all these people are just diving off it all the time, right?
Yeah.
So my aim for myself is to get down there and dive off the platform in the Guillemines. If I can do that, job done. But I won't be doing it just yet now.
No,
because
you wouldn't.
It's quite height.
You've got till next summer, I suppose, do you?
Well, I'll probably try it during the winter, nail it in during the winter. So I'll take footage and send it to you if I manage to.
Do you have a date in mind for this?
Yeah, before Christmas.
So, really?
Yeah, in my head. Well, so the water's going to be cold, but I'm one of these people. I'm all in. So I'll go all in.
Just as Michael's asking, well, Keith, drive off the Guillemines in Tremore. That's a funny kind of French name, isn't it? For
the Guillemines. It used to be a men-only naked spot.
So it was like the 40-foot, men-only.
Yeah, same kind of thing. And they've kept up the sign just for posterity, yes, of course. but it's a great spot for swimming and diving down there, you know.
So have you been brain hacked now when you can go into your new tour, into your new show, saying, yeah, well, I've been brain hacked too.
Yeah, I think Steve, you know, who's the coach out there, definitely hacked my brain and got inside my mind. And as I said, did to me what I do to other people. Like, you know, as you know, I've worked with rugby players in the past, Jack Crowley being the most recent one, actually. So it's kind of interesting that somebody did to me what I do to other people. So it's fantastic. You know?
And you're 25 years doing this now.
25 years on the road. So yeah, my brand new tour, Unhinged, is coming very, very soon. And do you know what? It's very easy. For you or I, in the world that we're in, you know, after 25 years, you could just put the best of together, right? Very often people,
I mean, why not? Like, we wouldn't remember.
Yeah, but then I decided not to. So it's a brand new show. That's what I love about it. So, the writing is over now and we're into rehearsals and I'm really excited because basically the only part that I've decided is similar is I'm kind of putting a potpourri of my different skill sets in there. So in other words, I have not done hypnosis on stage in about 10 years.
Really? Yeah,
because I vary it all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm putting hypnosis back in. And I'm going to give a little spoiler here, a little exclusive. Let's just say all of the hypnosis skits are brand new. So Boyzone are going to make an appearance every night on the stage. So if you can imagine
really?
Five audience members hypnotized to be Boyzone, okay, and we're going to have some laugh with that, I can tell you. And then people are going to end up being werewolves and vampires and all kinds of hilarity. But then also I'm bringing my dad on tour. Now, my dad passed away January this year. So he loved the darker, twisted side of what I used to do. So he loved the Dark Side show, which is where I used to do a whole seance, even though I would say it's an illusion, Oliver. So I'm going to bring my dad on tour and every night we're going to do a seance and contact Ken. So we're going to contact my dead dad. God, that was his bananas. Dying wish, right? So he wanted to do that.
Ted in Cork, as a touch, said, I spent an enjoyable night with Keith's dad, Ken, on an industrial training course in the 80s. He was a virtual double of the late Brendan Grace.
He was.
Which fed the fun. That's
yeah,
he
signed a couple of autographs as Brendan Grace because people would come up to him thinking he was Brendan. And then he would sign the autographs just for the laugh. Like, you know what I mean? So Ken's coming on tour.
He's joining
we're doing
tour.
A seance every night.
Your late dad.
And it is an illusion.
Is this you coping with the grief of it?
I know, it was his dying wish. So he said, Keith, okay, bring me on tour. And I went, okay, what do you want me to do? Have a seance. So there you go.
Where do we go to find the dates for Unhinged?
So they're all up on keithbarry.com or up on Ticketmaster. And yeah, starting January 2nd in Wexford Opera House. And it goes north, south, east, west, all over the country. I'm doing Three Arena on February 7th. Never done it before. So that's the biggest venue I've ever played in Ireland. So
just
really
do the
exciting.
Greatest hits that night, yeah?
Nah, you never know. But no, there's going to be something special.
It's Ken's debut.
Yeah, and then also lots of brain hacking as well. And I've got a routine based around the traitors.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Good luck with the licensing there. Keith Parry, thanks so much.
Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.